You heard the man. We're down here at Twin Peaks. Beer is cold. Service is through the roof. And there's not a bad view in the place. TVs are phenomenal. Get down here. Watch your Astros in Game 5 tonight versus the Rays. Tyler Glasnow's go on the mound for Tampa Bay. And Garrett Cole is on the mound for your Houston Astros. There's not a better place in the city or out, for that matter, to be watching the game than Twin Peaks. Find you at Twin Peaks, or hell, come on down here at 59 and Kirby where we're at. Hang out with us. I'll even let you buy me a cold Coors Light if you're coming through. I'm Rick. Like I said, Rick Campbell is out of studio today, and I am joined by Cecil Shorts III and my man Wade Smith, former NFLers, former Texans. And you're listening to Sports Radio 610. Guys, look, every good team out there, every really, really good football team out there that consistently wins, I don't mean a team that just drafts the right guys or picks up the right guys and makes one run. I'm talking about organizations that year after year after year, they're in the conversation, they're in the playoffs, they've got a chance in every game that they take the field. They've got an identity. When you go into the game right now against Kansas City, you know they're fixing to put pressure on you for four quarters offensively. And that's their MO. They're not going to play much defense, but they're going to put pressure on you offensively for four quarters, and that's what they do. The question is does the Houston Texans, are you ready to say the Houston Texans have an identity, or are we still searching?
I'm going to say this, man. I'm going to continue to speak this identity that I feel like the Texans need to have into existence, because they have not yet consistently shown that they are going to have this identity. And that identity is a team offensively, because defensively I think they do have an identity. But I'm going to speak offensively first. Offensively, I think their identity will be, and it needs to be, that you put the ball in Ford's hand. You allow him to distribute the ball to all of these skilled players that he has around him that are top-notch yard-after-the-catch guys, guys like DeAndre Hopkins, guys like Will Fuller, guys like Darren Fells that dropped out of the air in a fell swoop, and all of a sudden he's making plays. Jordan Akins, Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde, Kiki QT, my guy Kenny Stills when he comes back. You have all these different characters out there that can, if you put the ball in their hand, they can make things happen. You got to do that, spread the ball around, be balanced, play action pass, and move fast. You have to have a type of team that doesn't give a defense an opportunity to line up, get set, figure out the way that they're going to blitz you. You got to put them on defense. That needs to be the Houston Texans' offensive MO. The fast break, 1985, 86, 87, 88, Los Angeles Lakers with Magic Johnson,
Showtime.
AKA Deshaun Watson at the helm. That's what I think the Texans' offense needs to be, and I'm going to speak it into existence that that's what it will be going forward.
I'm going to speak it into existence. Well, look, here's the deal. There's no doubt about it that this team needs it's got to run through number four. I mean, the key is how do you use him? And I think it goes back to what I said, I don't know, maybe earlier this week, or hell, all the days run together now for me. I'm 7 days a week, baby. Let's ride. It's football season. But there's, you know, to me, it's got to go through number four. There's no doubt about it. And this team is a really, really good shot-taking team. But taking shots cannot be your identity. And that's the double-edged sword I talk about. These guys are so good that they can win football games versus certain opponents simply taking shots.
Yep.
Just come out of the locker room. You can go three and out, get you a couple first downs, punt. You can go through the motions, and then late in the first half, you can throw a deep ball to Hop and get you seven in. In the second half, come out and get you a couple touchdowns. You can win 21-10. You can win some football games that way. But, Wade, that's not an identity, man. That taking shots is not an identity. No. I'm tired of hearing about play action and taking shots. This is a spread football team. Ooh, smoke in the city, boy. That thing's cold right there.
You know that's
Thank you, sir.
Know that's a good beer. When it stops in mid-sentence, he has to let it be known. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. But it's a spread, distribute to football team. Spread teams sideline to sideline. That's with the run game, not just with Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde, not just with Deshaun Watson. Get Kiki QT in that thing.
Yep.
Get Will Fuller in that sideline to sideline jet motion that's killing college football right now. That's your identity, right? And then it's going to allow you to throw the football down the field.
Yeah.
Now, you got to be good in situations where you get in third and mid, you know, third, second and long, third and mid, that, where you can drop back and get through progressions and run your more, I don't know, for lack of better terms, sophisticated routes where you're reading one, two, three, four, getting through progressions. But for the most part, with Deshaun Watson, it's pre-snap, get the ball out.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's where this team is going to put some unbelievable pressure on teams.
But, Clint, real quick, that's what you're saying that their identity needs to be, right?
Yeah.
You're not telling me that that is their identity, because I don't know, from what I'm reading from you is that the Texans right now don't have an identity. Am I right when
you
say that?
No, you nail on the head. Nail on the head. You're picking up exactly what I'm putting down, baby. There ain't no doubt about it. That's the problem, is they've been on that Texas cyclone over there at Astro World we've been talking about for 3 days
that
now. That roller coaster over there. It's up and down, up and down, up and down. But the identity, what we saw last week, because the follow-up question is, did they turn the corner last week versus Atlanta? And the answer to that is, if they did, that's their identity, and that's what the hell I'm talking about.
That can be only proven, though, if you do it again this week.
No doubt.
So you have to be consistent for an identity to happen, right?
No doubt.
Your identity is somebody – excuse me, is something that's consistent.
Well, but Cecil, to me, it's about the effort. Now, it has a lot more to do with the polos on the sideline for me. Last week when I saw – when I saw what Deshaun Watson did on third down, the simple taking Aiken, Jordan Akins on the quick flat route out of the backfield over here instead of throwing the go route to Hopkins down the sideline on the right, you know, that those kind of decisions tell me that Deshaun Watson is getting the dog coached out of him on Mondays through Saturdays. That they ain't just going, hey, Deshaun, you're a great player, you're AFC player of the week, hey, go do your thing, we'll call the plays. No, they're coaching him and developing him. And to me, it's more about that to create the identity than just it is consistency. I'm sorry, it is consistency, but it's about the process of being more consistent. To me, is the problem, right?
I agree.
Polos on the sidelines.
They had to be consistent.
Tell me this, and I've watched a lot of film, but I hadn't dialed in on it. Tell me how many times have you seen short orbit motion by DeAndre Hopkins and throw a flat on third and
this
two?
This season?
At all. I mean, yes, that's my point. That's my point. It should be in the opening script every week. Like, some kind of motion to get a guy chasing Hopkins should be in the plan every week in the 15-play starter. That's the kind of stuff to me, Cecil, that the polos on the sideline and the plan and the design of the plan and the approach is what's going to give you the quarterback play and the consistency that you're talking about.
Let me ask y'all a question. We have an idea of what the offense has doesn't have as an identity, right? But the defense identity, see if you agree with me, is bend but don't break. You're pressure on the quarterback, you have everything in front of you, bend but don't break. Can you be successful with that style?
I think you definitely can be successful with that style, because Romeo Crennel himself has won multiple Super Bowls playing that exact style. So I've seen that. That's tried and true. As long as you have the right players that are in that defense and know how to play it and know how to be versatile and know, you know, that can execute his plan, I've seen it work. We've all seen it work. So that is tried and true. The question, when you go back to the offense, you say, you know, if I ask the offense over there or ask somebody over there what their identity is, if it's a coach or somebody that's a higher up, I think they'll say they have an identity. I think their identity is it's a game plan offense. It depends on what the other team gives them. And I completely and wholeheartedly disagree with that identity if Bill Belichick is not the one calling the plays. Because to me, there's only one guy in the NFL that has ever gone into ball games week in, week out with that mindset and has won championships. And it's only been Bill Belichick. There's nobody else that has done that. And so I don't think that the Texans can go forward with that type of identity.
Well, I agree, but I disagree. I agree with the point of Bill Belichick and all that. I disagree from the standpoint of taking what the defense gives them. They are unbelievably good at getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quick. The Patriots.
Gotcha.
They're very good at, like, Edelman is very good at what Edelman does, right? They're very good at changing formations and creating mismatches. And there's a serious advantage on the sideline with the play caller.
But what I'm saying is, week to week, 1 week the Patriots will run the ball 50 times and have three touchdowns
sure.
from the running back, and then the next week they'll throw it 50 times.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So, that type of identity where week to week, we're going to figure out what your weak point is, and we're going to exploit it, and that's what our offense is going to be off of that.
Yeah, so Cecil, to go back to your question on the defensive side of the football, right, for the Texans, I believe there's two reasons why the bend don't break works, right? Is they don't have personnel to do what Jacksonville does and just lock up man-to-man. They could get after the quarterback, but they don't have the cover guys to do it right now. They may one day, but they don't right now. Secondly, I think when you're playing opposite an offense like this where you know at least, well, I say this after Carolina and Jacksonville, they should put up some serious points every week. They should put up some points offensively, and when that's the case, the bend don't break is a very, very good approach.